From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, August 18th. I'm Abby Larico. Today, why the summer's hottest parasite might soon be out, a new way for the theater community to connect, and those advocating for data centers in their town often point to the promise of revenue. One city manager in Illinois says that promise being made good has been transformational for his town.
In the first 4 years, the total tax benefit in direct dollars, actual dollars to all the local taxing bodies has been around $72 million.
How data centers can affect municipal budgets, coming up on The Gateway. Missouri child abuse investigators are once again struggling with mounting caseloads and backlogs. The Missouri Independent reports that workers are overwhelmed, with some of them saying they, quote, don't know which way is up, as they try to keep up with reports of abuse and neglect. The strain has prompted some investigators to leave. The state's Division of Social Services plans to restructure its abuse and neglect response team in September as it looks for ways to address the workload. The renewed backlog comes after the state of Missouri had previously made progress reducing delays in child abuse investigations. St. Louisans are collecting donations, fundraising, and working together to assist Colombian earthquake victims. As STLPR's Chad Davis reports, the fundraiser coming up this weekend follows several natural disasters that hit the region this summer.
Alianza Colombia STL will host a drive at Ballpark Village this Sunday. The event will feature Colombian food, music, dance classes, raffles, and traditional dance performances. It comes after a devastating 7.4 magnitude earthquake hit the country last week that has killed almost 300 people. Angelica Gutierrez is president of the St. Louis Colombian Society. She says the group has received tons of support as Colombia and Venezuela are reeling from several earthquakes this summer.
We're brothers and sisters, and we are suffering all the same unfortunate disasters, and there is a huge collaboration, which we appreciate greatly.
Sunday's event will run from noon to 5. The Alliance will accept donations through the end of the month. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Nearly 2,000 people in Missouri have now tested positive for cyclosporiasis. That's the intestinal illness linked in this outbreak to contaminated iceberg lettuce. State health officials report a total of 1,950 cases. That's a 24% increase from last week. The CDC says lettuce sourced from Mexico has sickened people in 17 states, including Missouri and Illinois. In Illinois, health officials have reported more than 1,200 confirmed or probable cases. Doctors say the outbreak may be nearing its peak. Cyclospora infections typically surge during the summer and begin to decline in late August. And federal health officials say most, if not all, of the contaminated lettuce linked to this outbreak is no longer in the food supply. 50 of the world's best golfers and thousands of fans are in St. Louis County this week for the BMW Championship. The prestigious tournament is being played this year at Belrive Country Club in Town and Country. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe says the state has been working for years to prepare for this week's PGA Tour event.
Events like the BMW Championship bring people together. They inspire young athletes, engage volunteers, support charitable organizations, and create memories for families and fans that last a lifetime.
Tournament organizers say 35,000 to 40,000 people are expected to attend the event each day. Weekend tickets for the tournament are sold out, but tickets for Thursday and Friday are still available. St. Louis theatergoers and artists have a new way to get a grasp on the local theater scene. As STLPR's Jeremy Goodwin reports, a new website offers performance listings and job opportunities.
The site is stlouisonstage.com. Its three founders hope to fill the information gap left by the closing of the Riverfront Times and KDHX, which used to publish extensive theater listings. Actor Carmen Garcia helps run the site and says it's been a learning experience.
It's funny because I knew there were a lot of theater companies in St. Louis. I didn't realize the number of theater companies in St. Louis. And I couldn't even tell you the number right now because we keep finding new ones as we're entering information.
Garcia spoke on St. Louis on the Air. StLouisOnStage.com will also carry job listings and other tools to connect local theater professionals who are looking for collaborators or the next gig. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
the driving force behind data centers across the country is money. These can be very profitable. Some of that cash is flowing to communities in Illinois. Ben Howell reports on the revenue experience of two Illinois cities.
The city of DeKalb in northern Illinois has hosted a data center operated by Facebook parent company Meta for 4 years now. Amid cornfields south of the city, the facility has operated with little to no trouble. In fact, money from the facility has made a positive difference. City Manager Bill Nicholas says property tax money collected from Meta has been transformational.
In the first 4 years, the total tax benefit in direct dollars, actual dollars to all the local taxing bodies has been around $72 million.
The local school district receives most of that money. Nicholas says in DeKalb that breakdown is roughly 60% to the schools and about 8% to the city. The city does point to the new Leroy A. Mitchell Elementary School as evidence of what data center revenues can do for an entire community. The school opened a year ago.
We try to have neighborhood schools so we don't have to do a lot of busing, but there was our most densely populated neighborhoods are on our northwest side, and there was no neighborhood school there.
Nicholas says the school's price tag of $34 million was roughly the same as 3 years of Meta's property tax contribution to the school alone. Superintendent of the DeKalb Community School District, Billy Huermo, says the DeKalb School District is an example of another benefit, property tax relief. He uses the analogy of pizza.
Although six pieces of those are for us, we've left a couple behind. It doesn't mean the other taxing bodies can't eat those up if they wanted, but we've left some behind so that to eliminate that on the burden on our taxpayers.
Huermo says data centers kept the school district from needing to raise property taxes. Huermo says the presence of Meta and other new industry means residents are no longer the primary property taxpayers to the district.
By a lot, but now with the new industry, we've been able to shift more of what we utilize from industry and not as much as residential.
The resident share of the school tax pie has fallen from more than half to about 30%. DeKalb City Manager Bill Nicholas says data center community benefits are more than just property tax money. The land the Meta facility sits on was bought 2 decades ago. It was formerly agriculture, but had not been farmed since then. For those who worry about taking farmland out of production, Nicholas says this.
We're not out of corn. We're not out of farmland. County is 93%, 92% ag.
Others in the state are not as quick to find large projects or new programs to fund with data center money. In Aurora, city officials described their approach to data center revenue as cautious. The money collected goes into the city's general revenue account. Aurora uses it for administration, maintenance, public safety, and other routine expenditures. Allison Lindberg, Aurora's sustainability director, says the city is hesitant to allocate data center money to pay for big capital projects.
We've had concerns, not just as city employees, but our citizens are concerned about counting on this revenue for too long. We don't know what the future of data centers is going to look like. We've heard things about concerns with a bubble.
Lindberg says the city feels it has to think about the possibility the centers could leave Aurora for a different site. The centers pay the city a utility tax based on how much power the centers use from the grid.
If they don't actually use as much energy as we had expected them to use, and then we're counting on that revenue, that's something that the city then has to consider.
Dollars don't matter for everyone. With the rise of a national pushback against data centers, local politics may beat the prospect of development and revenue. Aurora Mayor John Lash says despite city revenue growth from data centers, residents tell him $1 million isn't worth their peace of mind. WNIJ's Peter Medlin contributed to this report. I'm Ben Howell.
And that story comes to us from member station WGLT in Bloomington Normal. Tune in to The Gateway on Friday, as STLPR's Kate Grumke and Kayvon Mansouri will have a breakdown of what's happening with data centers in the St. Louis region. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great Tuesday.